Welcome to Flavored Living Radio. This is Brian. Today's November the 17th. Here we are. We're on a Monday morning, Monday afternoon. Anytime you're listening to Flavored Living Radio, we are back. Yes, welcome to we're going to call our show Towards the Night Before Thanksgiving. Yes, that has a good ring to it right there. And we have some great guests to fit our title, our subject. We brought in some three good, great guests. They're going to give some tips about Thanksgiving, some guidance. I took some notes. I hope you guys will too. We brought in one of the great cooks in our family, my mother. Yes, my mother, a.k.a. Ime. You guys can refer to her as Brian's mother or Ime. But she comes on and she kind of tells us some good tips that she has had for us growing up. And passed down from family to family. And great tips. I was amazed. I've always show up just for the dinner. I've always helped my mom out now. And we do the dishes after. But I never knew the behind the scenes details of what my mom went through for Thanksgiving dinner. Now I understand why we've had such great cool dinners, at our family house with uncles and nephews and cousins and ourselves, our family, my sister and my dad. So my mother's going to come on. Then we go on to a chef. You guys can Google him. His name is Chef Ron Duprat. Yes, Chef Ron Duprat. His last name is spelled D-U-P-R-A-T. He's an accomplished chef in America. He's one of the best chefs there. He's on Bravo TV from Haiti. And he has some really great insights about Thanksgiving. You guys have to listen to what he has to say. And then we go to Baltimore, Maryland. We find and talk to, we have a privilege to talk to Dara Bunjan. Yes, Italian. She's a food columnist for the newspaper. It's a daily newspaper in Baltimore called The Examiner. And she kind of tells what happened, some really insights, what she does there in Baltimore. She gives great dinner tips, dining tips, the best restaurants in Baltimore, just happening there in Baltimore. And she kind of gives, when she cooks Thanksgiving dinner and just her experiences with Thanksgiving, she shows us, what happens as far as, wait till you hear about the stuffing. She tells a great insight about stuffing. So, welcome to our show. Sit back and relax here on Flavor Living Radio, and we'll be back right after this with my mom. Yes, my mom with some great tips. All right, we'll be back after this.
I gotta see Angelina right away.
I'm sorry, Angelina's not here.
What time is she coming back? I need her advice.
Well, Angelina's having Thanksgiving with her grandchildren, and she won't be here until Monday.
This is important.
Well, I can't help it if it's important. She won't be here until Monday. Please come Monday.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that lovely?
Hey, look. Hey, baby.
Hey, I got the frozen turkeys.
Here you go.
Thank you, Daddy.
Give me a little hand there.
God love you. Here's your frozen turkey.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah, but believe me, the frozen is just as good as the real.
You got it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the frozens are much cheaper than the real ones,
Can I help?
No, sit there. You'll fall over. Yeah, just dig in. Don't hesitate. This is really great. Would you like a drink or something?
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah? There's some Tab over there, and there's some Club Soda.
Give
us some Coke. Excuse me one second.
Fine.
Hello? Yeah, sure. That's right. It's the twins. It's the twins. Yes, sure. Oh, sure, darling. Sure. Yes,
beauty.
And the new noses are good? Yes, well, sure.
I came to apologize. ask me in?
Let me call you back. Can I? Yeah. No, I'll get back to you. Let me call you. I'll call you back.
Hope I'm not intruding. I realize you hate me.
Danny, come on, bring her in, will you? The food's getting cold.
Danny, guest.
Oh, nobody. It's nothing.
Was it your Uncle Sidney who said acceptance, forgiveness, and love?
Look, I've had a bad year. If things don't pick up for me, I'm going to be selling storm windows soon.
I like to be friends.
I don't think that would be such a great idea.
Hey, this is the best Thanksgiving party we've had so far. Here's your napkin, honey. You said you needed one for me. This is absolutely the best Thanksgiving party. Danny, this is Mom.
Hey, Danny, who's your favorite guest?
The cranberry sauce is dry.
You're eating the mashed potatoes.
Hey, what is Fred?
Look who came to the party.
Hi, Gloria, wait a second, I'll be right here. Hey, Danny, thanks a lot for the invite. Boy, Thanksgiving sure rolls around fast.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. I gotta say, at the end of the scene here, Woody Allen runs downstairs from the apartment downstairs and chases her and tells her, I apologize, and invites her back to the party. So I had to tell everybody during the music what happened. I thought that was a classic scene. I had to play it. But we're back to our show here on Flavor Living Radio. We're going to have our first guest, first RBI home run Thanksgiving guide guest, my mother. And we're going to go to her now. Welcome to our show and relax and take notes for our Thanksgiving towards the night before Thanksgiving.
And both my mom and dad cook. And here I am on our radio show, food radio show, Mom, and I had to call to get some tips. And I know our listeners would like to hear from, who started it, really, the cooking and everything. So can you give us some tips, Mom, on Thanksgiving, on like somebody who's just, first time trying Thanksgiving or either advanced Thanksgiving cookers? Could you give us some good tips and insights on Thanksgiving?
Yes. Well, Thanksgiving started for me. That's my favorite holiday. It started for me from day one. Our family always cooked a big meal, and we all ate at the dinner table at the same time. So, any tips? Okay, if you're sort of starting out, the best thing is to make a plan, have a plan things you're going to eat, you feel like eating. Every year I make my list. I do it about a week before Thanksgiving. And that is a good thing to do. That way you'll know what you have and what you plan to have and what you need to prepare the dinner.
Oh, wow. So like as far as the list can have, hey, we're going to, you list all of your items, and then it's more details like, okay, I need to get this and this and this for the turkey and this and this and this.
That's the big plan right there. That will help you enjoy your Thanksgiving a little more so you're not rushing for the last minute to pick up your Thanksgiving goods and things that you need. So, and once you've got that grocery list, and your dinner list, too, at the same time. You have two lists, one for your dinner, and the next one is for the list of things you're going to need. And then during that week or 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you start picking them up. That way, I think you don't spend a whole lot of money buying things that you don't need.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Wow.
So, and just be prepared for that day or I start cooking 2 to 3 days before, which is good. It keeps you ahead of schedule.
Okay.
And you better enjoy your Thanksgiving more by having everything done, and you'll be able to enjoy your family.
Ah, this is true. This is why we had some really good, great Thanksgiving dinners.
Yes, but I always cook my dessert first. You can always put them in the refrigerator. And, you know, because desserts always need warming up. But that's not bad. You have your desserts done first because your desserts tend to take a little longer than your food cooking on Thanksgiving. You want the food to be fresh and prepared at the same time.
You know, I was talking to our guest. We had a guest that was on earlier today. She's from Baltimore. And she was telling us about how different cultures have different stuffings. So she said she would ask people, what type of stuffing do you have for Thanksgiving, Mom? And then they would say, I have this and this herbal stuffing, I have this stuff. And that stuffing would determine their culture. She would guess their culture from the stuffing they had. And did our stuffing come from, was it passed down, or did we learn it?
Yes, it's passed down from my mother. Everything I've learned is from my mother. And I really didn't cook. I just sat around and watched her in the kitchen, and I knew how to prepare the food the way she did it by just watching her. And I would cut up, like, onions and celery and be there helping her. And our stuffing is traditional, more of a herbal sulfur stuffing. And that's how we do. I've never had the cornbread stuffing, so that the herbal bread stuffing.
Herbal bread stuffing. Okay.
Yes. With sausage in it. Normal sausage, you know, pork sausage and stuff like that.
I mean,
I think it tastes much better. And my gravy, to go with the stuffing, is my homemade gravy. And I can't divulge that.
Yes, I already know, Mom. Because there's a lot of recipes. I tell our listeners there's a lot of recipes that you have that I was talking to. Her name is Dara Bunjan. And she's Italian. I was telling her my mom makes a good potato salad. You know, and she was like, "So what does your mom do in your potato salad?" Because she says, "I make a good potato salad." I said, "Well, I can't. I know some of it, but I can't even reveal it."
Well,
you know?
I have a call a yin and yang potato salad.
Right.
It is a yin and yang because it's made out of everything is a positive and a negative thing. It's kind of strange, but that's what it is.
Yes. Yes. Well, I will stop there because I don't want people to you know and. Well, how about as far as, is there a tip on, Mom, like cooking certain dishes? I know, you know, for me being the son, I know we've had lots of different dishes, you know, as far as sweet potato and pumpkin pie in the morning, you know, when we watch the Macy's Parade. But is there any dishes that a new person starting out Thanksgiving would like to, you know, something new or anything?
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you're new, just starting out, don't try to overdo it. I think you should just start out small. Like, have a little stuffing and turkey and stuffing. And eat, if you like mashed potatoes or gravy, and a vegetable with it. And I think you'll feel more comfortable. But if to make too much and you don't know how to do it, I think that would be a little hard on the person. And if you really can't cook the potato pie, or you don't have a good recipe for the pumpkin pie. I usually bake mine, but you can go out and buy
one. Buy it right.
Your company that you this is your first time. They don't matter if they're enjoying the meal. So you know the next time you can look around and get a good pumpkin pie or potato pie recipe. But if you have one, then make that or. Our family tradition is upside down cake too, pineapple upside down cake.
Yes, I have to pause on that.
Yes.
It is everybody, it is. Very good.
Yeah, and a bread pudding from my mother's country. So those are certain things that we do have as a tradition.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to have my mother on for, you know, because she is like really good at cooking. And my dad, too. He's a cook, too. He did both are very good.
He's our sous chef.
Yes. The sous chef of the family. Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes. So,
Great.
Dave, you're, Yeah, so they're both of my folks, they cook, and they're in the kitchen. Get the powder, do this, get that. What? No, add a little bit of this, add a little bit. So they're they're right in there, and this is where I get the cooking and having our radio show. And I just wanted to have my mother on for Flavor Living Radio for Thanksgiving. So
I'm glad to be on your show, Brian, and I can help you with anything else. You know, I'm here for you.
And she's going to be having some recipes too that she can have on our store. So Flavor Living Store, she may have some recipes on there. I'm not going to say anything yet.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'll try to get one of my favorite ones and put it on there.
You know, but I mean, everything else is under lock and key. But
okay.
but
I do want to give you two more tips, Brian.
Yes.
Tip number one is set your table the night before Thanksgiving.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? You turn the plates upside down and the glasses upside down, and the day before, you get a damp washcloth and wipe them out. But by doing that, setting the night before, it will really save you a lot of time.
What? You know, so you know, you never thought about, but it's all, it seems, Mom, it's about time. You know,
timing.
Yeah, because cooking takes time, but preparation takes time, and being with family is time. You know, it's good time to be with family, but to have more time with family, you know.
Yeah, well, and then you don't want to be in the kitchen cooking all day. You want to enjoy your family. So the turn things upside down and wipe them out right before you serve your dinner. It will help you a lot.
You know,
my recipe for cooking something is to love the food.
Mm.
Love the food and enjoy cooking. If you do that, a lot of people don't enjoy cooking, but you have to put love into the food, and then it will come back out.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it will taste better.
Yes.
Let's say it like that.
Very true. 360.
Yes.
Very true. Well, Mom, thank you for being on our show.
Okay, I appreciate you calling and talking to you.
Yes, and she will be back on our shows every now and then to give more cooking tips, you know, and look out for her recipes, too, that she can give away. And thank you for being on our show, Mom.
Okay, everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
All right.
All right.
Do without your small mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down, I'm around through every move. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. 'Cause I'm singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and
Welcome back to our 'Twas the Night Before Thanksgiving show. We are back. That musician, her name was Teresa Hoyas. She's from Hampton Roads here in, you know, we have Virginia Beach, Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, Williamsburg, and she is from Hampton Roads area, and another artist from this area that's going to be up and coming, Teresa Hoyas. Look out for her name. But, you know, on with our show. You just heard before that was my mother. She was giving great Thanksgiving tips about preparing, writing a list, and just everything. I hope you guys took notes for that, because that's a rarity. You know, that's a rarity just to hear those notes and the insights there. Now, we're going to move on. We're going to go to Ron Duprat. Yes, Chef Ron Duprat. He's an accomplished chef. He is from Haiti. You will see him on Bravo TV on different cooking shows, Ron Duprat. And we have him on our show. He's going to give Thanksgiving guidance to us all, to us, myself, those who are chefs, and those who cook. Here is Chef Ron Duprat.
African American Caribbean. Yes, West Indies. We have Chef Duprat. How's it going, Chef Duprat? Ron, Chef Duprat.
I'm doing super fantastic. I'm going in your world.
Ah, doing okay, man. I can't believe you're on Flavor Living. How's it going?
Going super fantastic.
Wow. So, listen, you know, I saw that you were raised in Haiti, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was born and raised in Haiti. I grew up in Haiti.
Wow. I mean, we want to have Mr. Duprat on our show, Chef Duprat on our show, just to tell him more about how he got started. But we have him on our show because it's Thanksgiving. And we want to find out, what does Chef Ron Duprat, what do you do? What do you make for Thanksgiving? What are some of your ideas you want to share with us about Thanksgiving?
Okay, as you know, I've been a chef for about 26, 28 years.
Yes.
And, you know, Thanksgiving is the season of every chef's breed, you know, at the season of the fresh fruits, or the apples, or the clabbers, and or the pumpkins, or the butternut squash, or the acorn, or the sprouts. This is the season of true chef's love, because at the season, I call Thanksgiving season as a family season. This is the season for everyone to get together, eat, and have some great conversation, break bread, and create an outstanding experience, an experience of a lifetime.
Yes, very true. Because you're sharing with friends and family what you put your work into. It's fun, too, cooking on Thanksgiving, too, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
So basically you're saying, hey, people are cooking, everyone, chefs, cooks, people are cooking with nature. Avocados, pumpkins, they're cooking like nature.
Cooking two foods. You know what I'm saying? This is like when, as you know, if you have a turkey in the yard, or if you grow your own squash, your own zucchini, if you grow your own vegetable, your own tomato, this is the time they start popping. So, you know, that's what I call the holiday season, one of the best time for every chef, because you can get so creative. There's so much, you know what I'm saying? The flavor, the pressure, the scent, because everything is so young, you know what I'm saying? That you mix that with all the citrus, from oranges, to grapefruit, to melon, to lime, to, you know.
So, well, now, do you get, being a chef, growing up in Haiti, and being a well-known chef here in America, do you get requests on the phone like, Chef Duprat, listen, can you send our, you know, I live in Nebraska, can you send us this? Oh, can you send us that, Chef Duprat? Or just from family, of course family is going to request your...
As you know, one of my recipes was voted Oprah's favorite on Oprah.com. It's been on Oprah website, which received like 5 million hits, which I made a buttermilk squash and sweet potato bisque.
Say this again. It was a buttermilk squash and...
Buttermilk squash and sweet potato bisque. And nobody expected the combination would ever work. But when Oprah tried her stuff, she she thinks is one of the favorite things she ever ate.
You know, you're from Haiti, and Haiti is connected with French. France. Right?
You know, that's so correct. As you know, I'm working in a meeting right now. The Haiti experience, from devastation to calling destination. As you know, Haiti was pretty much disappeared in 2012 after the earthquake. As you know, there was nothing going on. But right now, there's so many Haitian chefs doing so many great things. So my next show is going to be My Life After Top Chef and the Haiti experience, from devastation to culinary experience. As you know, most people buy tickets to go to France to have good wine, to go to Italy, to eat, to get it in. But I want to invite everyone in Haiti to taste the Haitian cuisine, the flavor of Haiti, the essence, the abundance of fresh foods, the abundance of the traffic and the taste of the traffic.
Wow. Well, I just, you know, we are going to have you on more and just have for a full show to be on our show. But I had to just come on and talk about Thanksgiving, you know.
Yes.
And what you make and what you do. And even now, you know, I am, you know, I'm a cook myself. You know, I can call myself a cook. And there's other cooks. What simple... Could you give people, or us, myself, a good simple dish to make for Thanksgiving? That's really, you know, we can make, you know, from the store or from the, what's a good simple dish for us?
To me, because I may be from Haiti, the Caribbean, I make the French of the Caribbean. So I add a little flavor of Creole. So like I do a sea ducking, where I do turkey and chicken. Hold it together to do the sea ducking. So, you know, that's one of the things I do. Or I deep fry a bird. So I fill it to the bird for like 5 hours, 325 degrees. Mm. In essence, what I do different, and I brine my birds. I brine them, and it's citrus brine. You know, so I use hot water, sugar, oranges, cinnamon, a little bit of peppercorn, and to brine the bird. And then when you cook that bird, you don't even need the salt and pepper. You slowly cook it 325 degrees, and that will be the best thing anyone ever ate.
Wow. Wow. See, that has flavor there. That just has more. Then, you know, we have our traditional Thanksgiving, but that just has what you're talking about. It has more zest, more spice, more pow.
Yes, yes.
Wow. And I saw, I mean, Chef, you're on Bravo TV.
Yes, Bravo TV Top Chef. I was on Iron Chef for America Food Network.
Wow.
The one who beat Bobby Flay, Bar of the Corn. And I have a new show right now on Spike TV, Bar Rescue, where I rescue Bar with John Taffer. I rescue Bar New Orleans, with Bar Arizona, and Bar in Dallas, Texas.
Well, listen, everyone, I want to tell everybody, we have a new store, flavorlivingstore.com. And you're going to be able to go to the store, go to the recipe section, and be able to download and get some of Chef Ron Duprat's recipes from there. So Chef Duprat said he would let us have some, share some recipes for people to download, right?
Perfect. No problem.
Yes, I mean, everybody, it's just, you know, he will determine the value of the recipe, right?
Yes. As you know, I'm so excited to connect with you, and I got to get back in the kitchen. It was so nice talking to you, and hopefully we can do this again.
Yes. All right, Chef Duprat, thank you for telling us your tips, your insight on Thanksgiving to spruce our Thanksgiving up this holiday, and happy Thanksgiving. Before that day, happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Peace and love.
I know it's peace. Peace. All right.
Ciao.
Charlie Brown, now Charlie Brown.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Hold it. Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
Peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away.
Welcome back here on The Flavor. We're here, and listen, we brought our third, final, awesome guest. Her name is Dara Bunjan. She's from Baltimore. She's a food columnist for The Examiner, a newspaper, a daily newspaper that comes out in Baltimore. And she writes about, the different restaurants there, what some good restaurants, and the dinner happenings in Baltimore. And she comes on, we ask her to take part in the Thanksgiving, towards the night before Thanksgiving, our theme show. And she's going to tell us about her, the way she views Thanksgiving, and just everything. So tune in for our guest, and here is Dara.
First, I got to say hi to Dara. Hi, Dara.
Hi, Brian, and hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. We had Dara on our show today for Thanksgiving, to tell everybody her styles, and she writes for the Baltimore Examiner, the newspaper there. She writes for the dinners in Baltimore. She's a columnist there. So, Dara, how's it going there in Baltimore, and what's going on for Thanksgiving? Is the holidays starting to, are you guys starting to get the different foods for Thanksgiving and getting that together?
Well, didn't that start at Labor Day? really, the holidays, they're just, we're already talking about St. Patrick's Day at this point.
Oh, wow. I need to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fast they come up. We were just talking earlier before going on air how time flies. Baltimore's fine. We're a little disappointed in our O's, but they had a great season.
Yes, they did.
And now we're cheering on the Ravens, and they keep us going.
Yes.
Baltimore has some unique Thanksgiving traditions, I think, or foods. That
really
come down the line. It was a huge Polish immigration years ago. So what we find on the tables, at least we had it at my table, and not that we were Polish, but it's just something that came down the line, was sauerkraut. And that was a traditional thing to be put on the table in Baltimore for Thanksgiving. And it really adds that sour bite to break through all the richness that you have. And sometimes my mother would have pickled green tomatoes. It's the same thing, that sour to cut it. So that's one of the things.
Nice.
When we're talking about Thanksgiving, I used to try to judge people. I would, where they were from, and I said, what kind of stuffing do you have at your table? They would say an oyster stuffing, one cornbread, and, habanero peppers, whatever it was. You could sort of pinpoint where their families came from.
Oh, wow. Very good. I mean, as far as, you can say, hey, they're from Italy, or they're from, France or Germany, or,
Right. Well, we used to go to my husband's aunties, who everybody sort of seemed to pass. We're a little bit older generation. And Thanksgiving at their house were trays of lasagna with gravy and sausage, a lettuce salad, which was oil and vinegar, and a coconut cake.
Right.
That was Thanksgiving. I remember when I first got married and I wanted to have Thanksgiving at my house with the in-laws. So I went like all Martha Stewart. You know, kitchen cabinets had recipes, scotch tape to them, and what days I should be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took napkin rings and I designed them and put these feathered birds on them.
Wow.
And, you know, did this cranberry relish from scratch. I mean, I just did everything from scratch. Set the table with fine silver and did the whole thing.
Right.
And it was sort of like a scene from the TV show Mad About You when they had Thanksgiving and Paul's father says, well, where are the cranberries with the rings around them? You know, they're looking for that. And I learned later on, nobody liked the dark meat. Nobody liked this. So eventually, I made it much simpler. And I guess I have a couple tips. Everybody does something a little bit different for Thanksgiving. What do you do, Brian?
Well, you know, I am kind of new. You know, me and my girlfriend, we cook at Thanksgiving. But when I go over to my folks, their house, you know, they have a, you know, their tradition is like potato salad. Like my mom makes a great potato salad, and then we do the pumpkin and sweet potato pie in the morning and drink coffee, you know, while we're watching the parade, you know, and we eat pies, and then on the table we have like the tradition Thanksgiving, you know, we have the string, but there's a little bit because, you know, our family is American and Caribbean, you know, so we have string beans and mashed potatoes, turkey, ham, you know, so kind of like that, you know.
You know, everybody's thing is a little bit different. I find it interesting to me that, you know, you do the pies in the morning. So I guess your big meal is what, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, 1 o'clock exactly. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, about 1, between 1 to 4. And we just kind of watch the Thanksgiving parade, Macy's Thanksgiving parade, you know.
And then you transition to football, right?
Yeah, and then we transition to football, exactly. Usually, you know, Green Bay Packers are playing the Detroit Lions, you know, you know, or something like that. Or, and then we all get together and we, you know, and cut up and talk about memories and, you know. So is that how your family does it?
Well, you know, when my parents were alive and they were doing it, my mother was a great cook.
Okay.
She didn't do super fancy, but all the relatives said, well, let's go over to Esther's house.
Okay.
But she could do a good chicken, she did good soup, blah, blah, blah. She never failed when it came to the basics. And like I said, we had sauerkraut. Right now, my sister's West Coast, there's no nieces or nephews or children. Our parents are all gone, so it's just my husband and I. So this year, you know, he says, you know, we can go here and go there. I said, no, I said, I really don't mind fixing it. You know, I would like to have people over. So maybe there are other people who don't have, you know, something going on. So,
amen.
You know, I reached out on Facebook to my pizza. Said, any of you don't have plans for Thanksgiving?
Wow.
No.
Wow.
So, you know, there are a couple people, so they'll come over. And, you know, we'll create a new memory.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. It's like me and my girlfriend are now starting to do Thanksgiving with us. And we have friends, too, that we went over for Thanksgiving to their house one time. It was great connecting and seeing what they made. And, you know, and we brought a dish with us, you know, bring a dish with you. You know,
did you bring?
I forgot what we brought. We brought, like, I think we brought, like, even our at home for Thanksgiving with family, I always bring a dish. Like ambrosia salad, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? We bring like ambrosia salad or, you know, yams, you know, get some yams. But we always try to bring something there, you know, so we don't feel like, you know, we're eating everybody's, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, everybody finds, you know, the covered dish is a great idea and it takes some of the load off of the person doing the dinner. I have a friend who's having 26 people over her house.
Wow.
I don't like to go beyond 6.
Yeah, that's a Thanksgiving right there. That's really a Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, I guess, let me, I know that you're talking to me, so maybe I might have some hints for your listeners or thoughts about what people can do for Thanksgiving. So let me start with cranberries. If you want to psych your company out, you really don't have to do it from scratch. You can get the canned cranberries, the whole cranberries.
Okay.
Get that, and then get yourself a small can of mandarin oranges, drain them, blend that in with that, and if you have some nut of choice, you know, pine nuts or a walnut, some chopped nuts in there for texture, and you put it out.
I'd like.
Yeah, right, so there's one you can impress without having to do a whole lot.
Okay, I like.
Okay, Matt, let's talk mashed potatoes and string beans.
Okay. Now, everybody has a pen now. I have a pen. Everybody
you
listening.
Have a pen. Okay.
Get a pen. Pen and pen. Okay.
Okay. I do red potatoes. And the reason I do red potatoes is you don't have to peel them before you mash them. So we save that whole step. I just make sure the potatoes are washed really, really well.
Okay.
And you can, depending on your time frame, if you cut the potatoes, it'll, you know, shorten the cooking time. But any vegetable that grows underground, you start in cold water.
Mm.
So take the potatoes in cold water and bring it to a boil. When it comes to the boil, add the salt. And you want the water to taste like the sea. So you taste it. So, you know, does it taste like, you know, the water you just swallowed down the ocean, you know.
Mm.
If it tastes like that, then you have the right amount of salt. Now let's take string beans.
Okay.
They grow above the ground.
Yes,
so
they do.
What you want to do is you want your water to be boiling. Add your salt. You want it to taste like the sea again. Then add your string beans. Don't overcook them. Don't put a lid on them. They'll turn them gray. You want to boil them. I like them crunchy.
I like them crunchy too.
So
I'm a crunchy fan too.
Right. So taste one or two as it goes along. Remember that when you take it out, it's going to continue to cook. If you want to stop the cooking, then you'll put the string beans in an ice bath, and that'll stop the cooking process, and you can rewarm it.
Okay.
All right, so I like to do string beans with sauteed shiitake mushrooms. So I sort of pre-cooked the string beans. I take butter, sliced mushrooms, and salt and pepper, and then I add the string beans to it. I'm not a pea person, and it was sort of like a going joke with my late in-laws. They go, you got the peas for Dara? I know Dara wants some peas. I just don't like peas or
right.
Lima beans. Or
right. Did you hold your stance? Did you say, hey, look, I don't like peas?
I just wouldn't eat them. You know, they didn't force it. You know, I wasn't a child. They say, you know, clean your plate or you won't get any more.
Yeah. I got you.
So the trick on the red potatoes, because you don't have to peel them. You now know the trick.
Yes.
On anything that you're boiling, whether it's a vegetable, if it grows underground, you put it in the cold water, bring it to a boil. If it grows above ground, you bring the water to a boil, and then you add it.
Mm. Okay.
Right. So we talked about the cranberry sauce. You can do that in advance. Your string beans can be cooked. You can do your mashed potatoes in advance because most ovens have like a warming drawer and you can keep them in there.
Okay.
The stuffing, I don't make jerk meat turkey, so I do a turkey breast. So I do the stuffing separate.
Now what is in your, Dora, you were talking, Dara, you were talking about how different, everybody has a different flavor.
Right.
So what distinguish your culture and your stuffing? And your stuffing?
You know, the stuffing that I've always had has been like the herb stuffing. So I might take stovetop stuffing, add additional breadcrumbs to it. I add celery and onion that I've sauteed in butter. And I sometimes throw in some dried cranberries. I know that sounds a little crazy. Just that little bit of tart in there to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but my parents and my in-laws, it was just strictly that herb stuffing that you would think of, very similar to stovetop. I take, instead of using water, I use homemade chicken stock. So it's pumped up. Or sometimes I'll get pre-cut cubes, or I'll do my own from fresh bread loaf. So depends on time. You know, if you can get them already cubed, why should you spend the time cutting up the bread?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, so basically you're saying that the family crescent tradition that's been passed on is the herbs. Is the herb.
Right, which is what we call it, you know, the herb dressing, which is regular bread. It isn't cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
As we go down to, you know, you're down in, what part of Virginia are you in?
I am in Hampton Roads. So.
Okay, so oyster stuffing.
Yes. Yes, because we are near the ocean, so we have but you know, here in Hampton Roads, there's a lot of military, so it's a lot of people from all over that come in and out of this parts of Hampton Roads. Well, Virginia, you know, but as far as the patriotic and the Williamsburg, it's like stuffing, you know, you know, as far as Williamsburg and the Americans and the British, you know, like that.
Well, you know, it's always been a joining of cultures, and especially when two families marry together, you know, a lot of things change or get added or learned to be liked. Like my in-laws not liking dark meat was why I just switched to doing turkey breast.
Mm.
It's much easier. And it's hard timing a whole turkey, but I will recommend, I got this, I guess, about 10 years ago. There is a thermometer, a couple companies put it out, True Temp for Taylor. You can find it at Target.
Okay.
And it's a thermometer that has a wire with a probe, but the meter itself remains outside the oven with the cord in the oven.
No way.
And you set the internal temperature you want it to be. So, you know, buzzer will go off if you want the turkey to be 160 degrees. When it hits 160 degrees, it lets you know. And you don't have to keep going in with an InstaRead thermometer and cutting the temperature of the oven. Other ways, you know, dark meat and white meat cook differently.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will take a turkey and break it down. They won't do the whole turkey. They're not making that presentation of the whole turkey at the table with the father with the knife carving it.
Yes.
Know. I don't know too many people who do that. So what they do is they break the turkey apart. So the breast is separate and the thighs and legs, and they cook them separately, and then they cook evenly.
Uh-huh.
Because they're cooking to that, the dark meat will take longer to cook.
Right, because, you know, I'm thinking today in 2014, there are so many, like you said, in different families that are coming together, everybody has different styles and ways they want their turkey.
Right. I mean, some people like to fry a turkey, and that's sort of like a macho thing. I think the guy who doesn't cook at home normally likes to go out and get this big vat of oil and deep fry the turkey.
Yes, I've done that one year. It was good. I had to try it. I was living in South Carolina, and somebody there in Myrtle Beach showed me how to do it. So I came back to Virginia, and they all thought I was kind of like, what are you doing, Brian? We're going to let you try it, or we're going to watch you, you know. So I did it, and they liked it.
Well, you know, it's tricky with the deep-fried turkey. First of all, some people have to learn not to keep it close to the house.
Mm-hmm.
If there's moisture on the butter and you throw it into the hot oil, the whole thing can just blow up.
They were watching me like a hawk. They had about three people on me, really, you know. But
they have fire extinguishers too.
Yeah, they were watching me like a hawk because they were like, "What's? We're gonna watch him and see what's going on." And then, you know, they put me through the mill a little bit, but it turned out good. Thing it tastes pretty good. Thank goodness. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, everybody finds their thing. I like to brine a turkey breast. I'll get a fresh turkey breast and brine it. And brining is basically putting moisture back in. Italian aunties one time made Thanksgiving turkey, and the whole family came over and said, where's the lasagna? I mean, that's, people get used to things. What I can say about Thanksgiving, there's always memories at the table,
yes,
and to be had, and community begins at the table.
Mm-hmm.
The Thanksgiving is the perfect time to start your and friend community, sharing stories over the table. That's an important part. So that's my story, or my suggestion is to share the stories. Maybe you have some family historian who takes down the notes. With the internet and the abilities to sit there and write little stories that you can pass down to the grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
as to, you know, maybe why the grandparents came from Europe and the whole story to be shared. Look, I remember you be on TV and the Indians always pass down stories.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to share your stories. Like you're doing now, at the table.
Yes.
The more you bring people around the table, the more community.
And more, you know, the more bonding and just really, like you said, as far as the story, it's just what you said is heartfelt. It's like, hey, we're family. You're sharing what's been happening with your life and also past history and traditions. You're right. So.
Right, and, you know, like I did tonight, you know, if you know somebody who doesn't have anything to do, bring them into the, you know, bring them to the table,
mm-hmm.
or take them out if
wow.
you don't like to cook. There's plenty of restaurants that are doing Thanksgiving in all sorts of ways, plus they to sit down, to prefix, so I'm sure there are plenty down in your way.
Yes, there are.
Where everybody is.
Wow. Well, Dora Bonjan, or John Italian, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and sharing with us recipe tips and insights. And I am going to be writing down, I wrote down a lot of them, I'm going to be rewriting them. And I hope that our listeners and fans and will be listening and writing too. And thank you for being on our show. And now, again, you could tell everybody where to listen, you know, as far as the Baltimore Examiner?
Sure. First of all, because the name Dora Bonjan is unique, I am the only one by that name.
Ah.
Dora, D-A-R-A,
okay.
Last name. Bonjan, B-U-N-J-O-N.
Gotcha.
If it is to Google, you'll find me.
Okay, so that is my name. That's me. All right, I got you.
Okay?
All right.
Just put my name into Google, you will find me, but examiner.com. And in the search, just put in Bonjan, you'll find me.
Okay.
You can find me at diningdish.net, which is my other blog, and that links to everything that I write. You can find me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Dara Cook, D-A-R-A-C-O-O-K-S,
okay.
Dara Cook. And I'm on Facebook. And I have a sideline business, DaraDoesIt.com, and that is PR, marketing, freelance writing, social media administration,
okay.
Good styling. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Wow.
I'm in the room next to
yes,
bed with marketing.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you for being on our show. And, you know, happy Thanksgiving. You know, today's Friday. I think Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks. Well, we had to just get some... You know, people can start preparing. People are preparing now to add more flavor to their turkey, to the string beans, like you were talking about, the red potatoes.
Well, you can feel free to reach out to me, diningdish@hotmail.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Dara. Thank you. All right.
Everybody, happy holidays.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. Thanks. All right.
That was our show, the night towards the night before Thanksgiving show. That was our show, and we hope you enjoyed it. We had three great guides for Thanksgiving, towards the night before Thanksgiving. We had my mom, my mother. We had Chef Ron Duprat and Dora Bonjan from Baltimore, Maryland. So tune in next week, where we'll have more of the best of the flavor. Drive safe, eat well, and have a great weekend. Signing off. Okay, this is the towards the end of the show. I got a poem I think I want to read. I'm off air. I know the show's off air, but let me see here. Let me find this poem I found. Somebody wrote it. Towards the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckon, the dark meat in white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling, so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floated in the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating all, past the cranberries, please. May your stuffing be tasty, may your turkey be plump, may your potatoes and gravy have near a lump. May your yams be delicious, may your pies take prize, may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs."
Everything you'd want to know. So tune in now and start a listen.